Chapter 2. Susan B. Anthony. 5 years after the birth of Stanton, Susan B. Anthony was born. Her life was very different. Her parents raised their children as Quakers. The Quakers believed that all people should be useful to the world. They also believed that men and women were equals. That belief was rare in those days. Susan was bright. She learned to read before she was four. She went to school, but a male teacher wouldn't teach long division to Susan because she was a girl. Susan's father decided to start his own school. Her mother and father believed that education was important for all children. Later, Susan went to a boarding school in Pennsylvania. As a child, Susan did many chores. Her father owned a small cotton mill. Many young women who worked at the mill lived with the Anthonys. Susan's mother cooked their meals and washed their clothes. Susan and her sisters helped. Susan also worked at her father's mill. Later, she left home to teach school. Times were hard for the family. Susan sent money home to help. She learned firsthand how hard women worked. She also learned that women earned less than men did. Susan had always worked hard, and she had courage. At school, she had been shy, but she worked to become a confident teacher. She would become a great public speaker. Caption: Susan B. Anthony taught at the Canajoharie Academy in New York from 1846 to 1849.